we present Flora Robson as Lindsay Ash in The Soft September Air, an original play by Charlotte Hastings, specially written for Dame Flora to star in on radio. Andrew Branch plays Dickon Bellamy. The Soft September Air.
I'm off now.
Thank you, Bev.
And there's no call for you to be on your knees to them weeds. Bevy'll be up Saturday.
I'll just finish this border. Saturday we'll lift the dahlias.
We don't never lift ours. Bevel don't hold with it. Your supper's in the oven and there's a mousse in the fridge. You said you fancied chocolate, but I think the lemon's better.
Thank you, Bev.
And George Billing just brought up late post. Two bills, one's the electric. I put them on your desk.
Thank you, Bev.
And I reckon this one's from your sister.
Oh, dear, so it is her tassel.
Ha-ha. She'll not be best pleased when she knows what you're up to. Well, I get gone now before this long-haired layabout arrives.
Bev's students are not all necessarily long-haired layabouts.
Worst thing they ever did, putting that university in the town. All them up there living off Social Security.
And student grants are not Social Security.
I don't know why we'd bother to vote. Bevel says what we need now is a coalition government.
Oh, Bev.
And we don't want one of them lads up here spoiling all the peace and quiet.
I cannot be alone at night in this isolated house any longer. And one boy studying quietly in his room is not going to disturb anything.
That's as may be. See you in the morning.
Thank you, Bev. I have to get that bicycle. Oh, dear. If I read this now, it'll spoil my supper, and if I read it later, it'll give me indigestion. I know. I'll read it now and then have a large sherry. And one thing's for sure, Lindsay, my girl. If there's someone else in the house, you'll have to stop talking to yourself. Now, where are my glasses?
My dear Lindsay, this idea of taking a student into your house is preposterous. You cannot need the money. Your writing does very well, though we have never been able to understand why. But there's no accounting for tastes.
Well, well.
However, we do appreciate your fear of being alone in Linnets at night, after that attempted break-in. And Cedric wishes me to say we are prepared to make a home for you with us.
Oh.
We cannot offer you separate accommodation, but there are two back rooms with quite a pleasant view over the kitchen garden, and Cedric has generously offered to put in a gas ring.
Really?
Think it over, and let us know when you will come. Your affectionate sister, Millicent. P.S. It's a pity you're not more domesticated. You never did know one end of a dishcloth from another.
Oh, damnation.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I'm
from the university. The housing office sent me.
Oh, my God.
What is the matter?
The house. I've never seen anything so beautiful. The thatch and the walls with that sort of scroll pattern.
Pargeting.
Pardon?
Pargeting, made with a pointed stick while the plaster is still wet. One of the medieval building crafts.
How old is it?
So far as we've been able to ascertain, it's 15th century.
I can't wait to come here. Please, dear lady, take me in. Look, on my knees, I do entreat thee in compassion's name.
Don't be an idiot. Get up.
Dear
lady. No, I don't want my hand kissed. Get up and sit down here beside me. That's better. Now, just a few details.
Bellamy, Richard Paul, known as Dickon. 21 in 2 months' time, third year reading English. Honest, sober, and reasonably industrious, only vice playing the guitar. Mm. I think you were as beautiful as your house. And please, may I now kiss your hand?
Lindsay Ash, novelist, widowed 5 years. As I desired above all things to remain in this cottage, I need someone in the house at night, because...
I will defend you to the death and beyond. May I move in now?
I haven't yet said you may move in at all.
Then I will hang myself from one of those willows, and you may gaze from your window at my dangling, twitching body.
What with?
Sorry?
There must be something to support your dangling, twitching body.
Do you have a clothesline?
We couldn't spare it. It's in constant use.
I see. No other piece of rope available? Thick string or garden twine?
Regretfully, no. This is a thrifty house.
Then I will drown myself in that beautiful pond. There is a willow grows aslant a brook.
It's only 2 feet deep.
So you condemn me to live?
It would appear so. Why don't you want to live at the university?
On campus? You must be joking. I've stuck it for 2 years. 2 years of hell. Please let me come here. I think I might find peace in this place.
The front door is at the side. Will you come with me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, who's this?
I say, is this Linnets?
Yes, do you want me?
I'm from the university. The housing office said
I'm afraid you're just too late. This is Dickon Bellamy.
Chris Conway, hi.
Hi.
Well, what a marvellous place.
Couldn't you possibly fit me in somewhere?
Wouldn't a house like this have more than 2 bedrooms?
2 double rooms and a bit of an attic.
A double? 2 beds? I suppose you wouldn't share.
Well,
just a moment.
I've left it late. Honestly, I can't find a dog kennel. And you must know what it's like on campus these days.
Yes.
Well, then?
It's up to Mrs. Ash. Dear lady, could we perhaps see the room?
I really hadn't considered. Very well. Come this way.
Oh, it's even better inside. The beams are on that fireplace.
Do you burn logs?
And just look at that china. What is it?
A dessert service, Davenport. One of my treasures. The staircase is through this door. There's only one place you have to duck, just at the top.
Ouch!
Well, I did warn you. Well, here you are. This is the room.
Oh, bags of space. Couldn't be better. And what do you say, Dickon?
Well, excuse me. Settle it between yourselves and we'll talk it over.
Yeah. Nice old girl.
Old? I didn't think...
How much gear have you got?
Not much. Hey, did you see that television?
Mm?
Do you think she'd let us watch football?
Westfield 37?
Mrs. Ash, my name's Marsh, Westfield University. But the housing office said, well, I've left it late and I can't find anywhere.
Oh, no! Dear Millicent, my 3 students moved in yesterday. They are Dickon, Chris, and Gavin, who is called Blitz, apparently because he has red hair and politics to match. They're not quite so worldly as they would like to think, but they're young and gay, and I think we shall deal peacefully together without personal involvement. I hope the view over the kitchen garden continues pleasant. Your affectionate sister, Lindsay. P.S. Reassure Cedric that I use the word gay in its archaic sense. P.P.S. Who wants to know anything about a dishcloth anyway? Yes?
Could we see you for a moment about the rules?
Rules? Oh... Couldn't we just make them up as occasions arise?
Organisation is essential both inside and outside industry.
I am rather trying to be industrious myself just now. Oh, very well. You'd better come in. Sit down somewhere.
Right.
There's some sherry over there.
Oh, right.
Help yourselves.
Oh, thank you.
Someone get me a glass.
Oh, glass from Chris, more sherry, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
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 Well, we'll keep it simple, shall we? One of you should be here at night. Your rooms are cleaned, you cook your own food, and leave the kitchen clear for Mrs. Bevel.
Right.
Oh, by the way, she's worked for me for over 20 years, and we understand each other. Either treat her with respect or leave her alone.
Understood?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Any questions?
I don't graduate for another year. When these two leave, can I have the double room?
If you stay on.
Great. Dial like that.
Let's. And who is Di?
My girlfriend. Will she pay the same rent?
Are you proposing this girlfriend should, I believe the current term is, shack up with you?
Sure. Well, you like Di, she's...
No.
No?
Again, to use your own expression, no way.
Why ever not?
Leave it, Blitz.
This applies to all three of you. You may certainly invite your girlfriends in for a drink or a snack. If you want them to share your beds, you must go elsewhere.
Oh, didn't you ever? Blitz.
Since I enjoyed nearly 30 years of happy marriage, one may assume that I did. Sexual fulfillment is not the prerogative of your generation.
Wow. I only said...
It would be all round the village in 48 hours. And undoubtedly Mrs. Bevel would leave, which I couldn't for a moment contemplate.
All right, you made your point. And I beg your pardon.
Thank you. Now, there's nothing else. I have to concentrate.
The old girl packs a mean punch when she wants to.
I don't mind when she shouts. It's when she stands on the rug and goes all quiet. Why do you keep calling her old?
62.
Sorry?
62. Her age. I borrowed her dictionary yesterday. It said to my dear daughter, Lindsay Margaret, on her 21st birthday. And it gave the date. Like I said, 62. Old as God.
How would you know his age? You're an atheist.
Dear Lindsay, I don't want to harry you, but if I am to show Love Me Long to Regius Films, I must have the finished MS in the next 6 weeks.
Goodness.
We shall be all right for Blaine's spring list. I hope things are not too hectic. Bianca sends her love, and I add mine. Yours ever, Philip.
6 weeks. I better deal with this at once. Oh, dear. Dear Philip, so sorry. I will do my utmost. The plain truth is, I have been solitary so long, and I'm so used to peace and my own way. Oh, heavens above! Thank goodness me. Chris, turn it down. Okay. Switch it right off if you like. Thank you. Oh, I do dislike Saturday mornings. They seem to be all milling around. Perhaps they'll go off after lunch. Oh, this is too much. Blitz! Blitz!
What do you want?
Stop that noise! I should think so.
I've got a tester, haven't I?
Well, take it over into the garage. It won't sound so loud.
I can't. The back wheel's off.
Then you can bloody well carry it. This is ridiculous. I must control myself. Now, where was I? Philip, oh yes. I'm so used to peace and my own way.
Mrs. Ash, I'm through.
Bev.
This is it. I'm leaving.
What's the matter?
Well, I come up the path and what do I see? That Blitz, a dragging his bike across the lawn,
oh,
cutting it all into racks.
Oh, dear.
And Bevel taking so much trouble to keep it nice.
Bev, it's my fault. I told him...
And that's not all. Have you seen my kitchen? Because if not, you're coming to see it right now.
Oh, Bev.
You'll come and see it if it's the last thing you do. There. Look at it.
Oh, dear.
Just look at it. Black oil on the tiles and on the wall there. And all them filthy rags soaking in my sink.
Oh, Bev.
What's up?
What's up? You ask me what's up? What about all this oil?
All right, don't get your knickers in a twist.
Now, don't you speak to me like that, you red-headed young bastard.
Here, steady on, are you calling?
Yeah. Is it the revolution?
And you can keep out of it. Yeah. I've not forgot how you left the bathroom on Tuesday.
Why?
Very sorry, Bev. But we didn't expect you, and it would have been clean.
I'm waiting to clean it now, if she'd just move her old flat feet.
If you don't watch it, I'll put one of those flat feet where you won't like it.
Oh, please. Cool off.
I'm through.
And you should have gone long ago, the pittance she pays you.
Well, if everyone's to be told what money I get...
I don't know what she pays you, but I do know it's not £30 a week.
£30? You're out of your mind.
Anyone who doesn't get 30 quid a week should go on Social Security.
Yes. Now, you listen here, sonny. Me and Bevel has the pension of what we make lawful outside it. And we won't never ask no government for anything but what's our due.
And while you work for peanuts, others have to do the same. Can't you see you're being exploited?
All I can see is that I've worked happy here for 20 years, and now it's come to this. I'm right sorry, Mrs. Ash, but it's me or them, and you can't say I didn't warn you.
You heard what she said? Them or me. It's certainly not going to be them.
You mean... you throwing us out?
By the end of next week.
You can't. It's not right.
I'm not even here.
What are we going to do?
The end of the week.
You can't do this. We have our rights.
And I have the right to say who I want in my house.
Yes, yes, Mrs. Ash. But we're writing to tell Mrs. Ash how we get fixed up.
It's victimisation. I'll inform the housing office.
Don't bother. I'll do it for you. And clear up this mess.
You stupid fool. Why do you have to bring your blasted politics into it?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You're up early.
I need my coffee, since Mrs. Bevel isn't here.
Oh, may I do it?
No.
You are mad at us, aren't you?
Yes.
Look... suppose she agreed to come back, with us still here.
Suppose the moon fell right out of the sky.
Last night I went to see her.
You did what? What did she say?
Actually, I did most of the talking.
The mind boggles. What could you have said?
Oh, how much you needed her after so long, and that we were grovelingly sorry, and had the greatest respect for her. But dash it all, I did everything but go down on my knees and bang my head on the floor. Stop laughing.
Oh, pardon me, thou bleeding piece of earth.
But I am meek and gentle with... meek? I'll say I was meek. I tell you, Lady Friendship can go no further.
Didn't she say anything?
Oh, yes. Thus as may be. there's something else I ought to tell you.
Something... Dickon, what else did you say?
Oh, well, I had to lay it on a bit.
Dickon.
I said... I passed your room last night, and I heard you sobbing quietly into your pillow.
Dickon!
I thought it rather a nice touch.
I could kill you.
Not for the moment. I think she's coming up the drive. With a thumping great bunch of flowers on the handlebars.
Upstairs, quick. Here, take your coffee.
Thank you.
And if you must listen, at least keep quiet.
Okay, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bev. I was, just making some coffee.
Oh, well, if I'm to find I'm not wanted...
No, no. Oh, Bev, dear, I'm so glad to see you.
Then you get back to bed and I'll bring up some fresh coffee.
Oh.
And why are you using the powdered stuff? Haven't we any proper graduals?
Yeah. Dick, what's the matter?
Half a minute, light on.
Hey, wake up. Come on, wake up. It's Chris.
The sheet is dead.
What? Are you having a nightmare, Dick?
It's cold.
Oh, no wonder. All the bedclothes on the floor. Now, here, come on. Right? I'll go down and make a cuppa.
Is that you, Chris?
Oh, sorry I woke you. Dickens had a bad dream.
Oh, dear.
I'm making a cuppa.
Good idea. I could do it by myself.
Oh.
Chris?
Hmm?
About Dickon. Do you think he's stable?
Good Lord, yes. A bit emotional, perhaps.
He hasn't quite left it all behind yet.
Left what behind?
Oh, the adolescent bit.
Chris, dear, are you over it?
I'm not bothered.
Lucky old you.
And don't forget, he's got his finals in June.
So have you. Aren't you bothered about that either?
Well, I may sweat a bit the last few weeks. The way I look at it, you do the work and get good marks, or you don't work and get what you deserve.
Hello.
Hey, Dick, go back to bed.
I'm too cold. Can we put a log on the drawing room fire?
All right, but not for long. I'll take the tray, Chris. There's a rug in the hall chest.
That log's fading. Here will we sit before a dying fire.
I'm too tired for any sad stories of the death of kings.
If you two are going to start quoting, I'm going to bed. You make me feel a proper ignoramus. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Chris.
He doesn't know how often we make them up ourselves.
No need to disillusion him. Drink that tea and get to bed.
There's something I must tell you.
Another time, another place.
No. Now, please. It's all so hopeless. So hopeless.
Dickon, stop wallowing.
Wallowing?
Working up a nice little personal drama and enjoying every minute of it. You pour it all out and go to bed relaxed and happy. And I'll be left like a drained system.
The sheeted dead.
What?
My dream. Rows and rows. Just shapes. No faces. And a frightful bell booming. Too late. Too late.
Jag.
I have to talk to you. Will you hold my hands?
They'll be warmer under the rug.
My last year at school, I had a breakdown. I was in a psychiatric place for a year, ECT the lot.
Hard luck.
Aren't you even sorry?
My sympathies are with your parents.
My mother died when I was two. My father, oh, he said all the conventional things. Pull yourself together, only you can help yourself. Actually, I think...
What started all this?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't. Really, I don't. I suppose... pressures... Aren't you going to say the usual things? That inevitable bit about a wasted life?
And the waste of public money which provides your grant?
Oh, my grant is minimal. My father's a rich man. He's Bellamy of Bellamy's Brass.
And how rich is rich?
He owns a vast works and a sizable chunk of the north. Mm-hmm. And me? I'm the young muster what's going to take it all over.
And I can't see you have anything to worry about.
Last year I tried to kill myself. Are you shocked?
Curious. I suppose you want to tell me...
I got over the first part, and I looked forward. Oh, God, how I looked forward to university. Everything going, people to talk to.
What went wrong?
I got in with the drug lot.
Oh, Dickon, you're not still...
Oh, no, no, no. It didn't go very far anyway. So I had treatment, and then one night... It all went clean over the top of my head. I swallowed a whole lot of my antidepressant pills. Unfortunately, a whole lot wasn't enough. They rushed me to hospital.
Well, I hope they taught you a harsh lesson with a stomach pump.
It might have been better and quicker if they had.
How do you mean?
There was this young doctor. He said, I don't know what you've taken, you young fool, but I do know you're not dying. So you'll lie and sweat it out until you can name the drug, and then I'll give you the antidote. God, it was tough.
Did you sweat it out?
All the whole long night. My jaws were so stiff I couldn't speak. And I shook like I was being racked.
You're wallowing?
Oh, yes. Sorry. So, next morning I managed to write down the name of the drug and he gave me the antidote.
And what did your father say this time?
He never knew. I wouldn't let them tell him.
But Dickon...
So now you see what it's meant to me to come to this place. Will you throw me out?
No, but you must make me a promise.
Not to do it again?
Not to do it here. I don't particularly want to find you like the sheeted dead in my back bedroom. Nor do I want to break the news to your father.
I'll promise. But you'll have to help me.
How?
I'm still taking the pills... If I give you the bottle and you hand out the prescribed dose...
No.
No?
No. You fought through two crises and you'll fight your way out of this.
You're not in the least sympathetic.
Why should I be? You're obviously a survivor.
But I think you understand.
I say, I'm exhausted.
What's the time?
3:30. I wonder if Blitz hasn't protested.
Oh, Blitz hasn't come in yet.
Not in at this hour?
Oh, he often stops out nights. Didn't you know?
I did not. The girlfriend, I suppose.
Yes, lucky old Blitz getting it regular.
What is she like?
Die? Well, you ever see them together, she's the one with the short hair. I'll tell you something else. Politically speaking, you think Blitz is red. Believe me, beside her, he isn't even the palest coral. Oh, may I go to bed now, please?
Pray don't let me detain you. Good morning.
You've been very kind. Thank you.
You poor, stupid child. Of course I'd like to hold your hand and say all the useless, comforting things. And what good would that do either of us? Sentiment has no part in my life now. Or has it?
Dear Lindsay, I'm not averse to your apparent change of style, but we must be consistent in one book. I'm rather worried about Rosalind. I'll ring you on Thursday evening.
Gentlemen!
Did you want us, Mrs. A?
A tiny point. I know we are all relieved at the ending of our small war, but was it necessary to decorate the bathroom mirror with the words, Bev rules, okay? And shut the door, please. Yeah, Philip. I wish I had never created Rosalind. She's a dead ball. No, don't ring me on Thursday. One of my students is 21, and his father is taking us all out to dinner at the Royal Hotel. Come in.
Hi. Could I borrow the car this afternoon? I've got to get it parked for the bike, and neither Chris nor Dickon are able to...
Oh, very well. You'll have to put in some petrol.
Ah, well, my grant's not due till Wednesday. Actually, I was rather hoping...
How much?
Could you manage 5?
All right.
Great, thanks. Oh, and I could get you any shopping while I'm in town.
Now. Next, please. Yes, Chris?
Do you think you could just trim my hair?
What's the matter with the barber?
It costs 90p.
I'll do it for 45.
Well, actually...
The grant's not due till Wednesday. All right, go up to the bathroom and put a towel around you. I'll be up in a moment.
Thanks.
And Chris, wash it first.
Oh, okay.
Now, Rosalind, where's page 40? Here we are. They were contained in silence as the room was itself contained. She felt all his strength flowing into her. My little love, he said. My very little love. Who is it now?
It's me. This dinner on Thursday, I shall have to wear my suit.
I should hope you don't intend to go in your jeans.
Well, the pants are split.
From the waist to the crutch. As usual. Leave them over there. I'll see to it.
Oh, thank you.
Out!
Yes, Mom.
Wretched boys. Now then. Rosalind. My little love. Oh, for heaven's sake, how could anyone possibly fall in love with a creature like Rosalind?
And I must say, Mrs. Ashe, it's a pleasure to have you with us. My boy speaks that highly of you in his letters.
Father.
Though we do say you have to give him a bit of stick to hunt again.
Quiet, Dickon. Let's just say, Mr. Bellamy, that the instinct of survival is very strong.
Well, if my lad ever gets you down, either throw him out or let me know. Now, everybody satisfied? That duke's your liking?
Excellent.
So then we'll get down to business. Waiter?
Sir?
Open that other bottle. And, Mrs. Ash, you see that supervisor chap over there, by the banner?
Yes.
Well, when we've drunk the toast, I want you to catch his eye. That's it. Fill him up.
Oops.
And when you catch his eye, give the signal.
Oh,
he's waiting for it. Just raise your hand. Everybody ready then? And to Dick.
To Dick.
Cheers.
Dick.
Cheers, Dick. Cheers, Dick. Happy birthday.
Right, Mrs. Ash. Now. Dick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dickon. Happy birthday to you. Stand up, lad. Stand up.
Come on, speak again.
See, look, let him see you. We'll have the 21 again.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Fill him up again, waiter. Come on, right up.
Yes, sir.
Aye. Oh, and here's your check, Dickon. Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Asher.
Yes, sir.
What we agreed.
Thank you, Father.
He gets his car later, Mrs. Ash, when he finishes his degree and comes home.
A car?
Aye, nice little automatic, brand new.
Oh, you lucky devil.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, no sense in racketing about in it down here. And if he takes it over when he joins the firm, he can run it on expenses straight away.
Expenses.
Did you say something, Gavin?
No.
Oh, you haven't said much all evening, have you? Well, one of the quiet ones, maybe.
Oh, Blitz, quiet. You should hear him at the union.
And why shouldn't I be heard at the union?
I have just decided that the duck was cooked in pure orange liqueur.
Yes, I think you're right. We went to a monastery in France once where the monks make a special liqueur of their own.
With herbs and honey. Near Anjou, isn't it? Yes, I've been there with my husband.
They all look so busy and peaceful. I very nearly joined them and gave up my degree.
What are you studying?
Biology.
And what'll you do? I mean, when you've graduated?
Well, I begin to think it'll be medicine.
Chris, how splendid.
Oh, yes, indeed. Worthwhile. And you, Gavin, what are your plans?
Oh, Blitz isn't
I'm reading politics, and I'm going to work for the party.
Oh, Parliament, eh? Ambitious, are you? Got your sights on cabinet rank, eh?
The Socialist Workers' Party.
Blitz, dear, this is a birthday celebration.
Oh, no, just one thing I'd like to know before we leave it. What are you personally working for?
The structure of a classless society.
Blitz, I insist.
The bosses must be destroyed.
Oh, well, I'm one of them. How will you destroy me? By violence?
If necessary.
Would it surprise you to know that I'm a socialist?
Yes, you?
Aye, me. And a strong union man as well. I recognize the men must have representation. And we need the unions. The thing is to use them as little as possible.
How do you mean?
Now, you listen to me, young Lenin. I'm Bellamy, of Bellamy's Brass. Do you know what I always say?
Oh, no.
I say, I make good brass, and it makes good brass for me. How's that? It makes good brass for me.
You mean it makes good profits?
I employ nigh on 2,000 men. What do you think I pay them with? Buttons?
Money has no place in a...
Blitz, once and for all, this is enough.
Nay, he's a right to speak up for what he believes in. Well, I can see why they call you Blitz. So come along now. Have another drink from your enemy's profits, and let's declare a truce.
Look, I only...
Mr. Bellamy, do you dance?
Mrs. Ash, in the days of my youth, I was reckoned the best waltzer in the county.
Good.
So, if you'll do me the honour...
Can't apologise enough.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Ash. Oh, when a lad's got a fire in his belly, steam must come out somewhere. Oh, no, he'll do. I could wish my boy had a bit of fire in him.
He has his own kind of fire. He's just a little oversensitive as yet.
Ah, well, perhaps that's it. We had a bit of trouble earlier on.
He told me. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not. You seem to have some feeling for him. It's kind of you to let him spend Christmas under your roof.
Spend Christmas?
Yeah, I'll miss him, of course, but... Well, next summer he'll be home and settling down for good.
Mr. Bellamy, I know it's not my business, but may I say something?
I'd appreciate it.
Don't rush, Dickon. Be patient.
Well, I'll try, but... Well, I think you see how it is with us. Oh, There's nothing I wouldn't do for the lad, but... Well, we don't seem to communicate. Chalk and cheese, Mrs. Ash. That's how it is with me and Dickon. Chalk and cheese.
I'm ashamed of you. You behave disgracefully.
I can't help it. He makes me cringe.
He does everything possible to make you happy.
In his way. Give the signal. Happy birthday. How do you think I felt standing there?
A small gesture in return for a check and a car.
A car he chose, a dinner he arranged. I might have liked a concert or the opera. But no, I didn't have a choice.
And by the way, what's this about spending Christmas here?
Oh, he told you. May I, please?
As I feel at the moment, no.
I'm sorry I've upset you. Will you forgive me?
Why should I? You and Blitz between you have spoilt the evening.
At least Blitz could talk to him. That's more than I can.
Why can't you?
He's so absolutely black and white.
If you mean he's firm, direct, and predictable, I agree. There are worse characteristics.
I'm more comfortable when people are a bit smudged round the edges.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. Don't you realise? Can't you accept that he loves you?
He only loves his brass.
That's the most horrible thing I've heard this evening.
I'm sorry.
So you've already said. It's getting boring. I'm going to bed. Your present's over there.
My present?
On my desk. I saved it to round off the evening. Not much left to round off, is there?
Oh, wait. Please don't go like that. At least let me open it. Records. Oh, glory, the Messiah.
You mentioned you were saving for it.
Oh, you make me feel awful. Is there anything I can do to prove how sorry I am?
There might be.
Anything.
Your father isn't leaving till midday tomorrow. You can get up early and go over to breakfast with him.
Well,
you'll thank him for the dinner. Be warm and charming as you can when you wish.
It won't work.
Dickon, do it.
If I at least try, could there be a quid pro quo?
Such as?
Could we sit one evening with a bottle of wine and hear the Messiah together?
Well, we'll think about it.
Thank you. May I kiss you?
What?
No, not your hand. It is my birthday.
Then here, chastely above the left eyebrow.
You smell nice.
Soap and water. You boys should try it sometimes.
Lovely. It's genius. The power, the supreme confidence, and the accent absolutely firm on the musical statement.
Yes.
I know, see? I know that my... Oh, it's the great Handelian declaration. Oh, hell, let it rain.
No, I'm expecting a call from Philip. Put on the comfort, you.
All right.
Westfield 37.
Mrs. Ash? Dr. Porteous, Dean of Students, Westfield University. I believe you have a Gavin Marsh staying with you.
Blitz, he's not here at the moment.
No, he's asked us to let you know he won't be back till sometime tomorrow, and I'd better just warn you, he'll be a bit battered.
Don't say he's come off that wretched bike.
Something like that. Don't worry, we're getting him fixed up.
Is it serious? Is he in hospital?
Oh, no, just a few bruises here and there. He'll be all right. He just asked our office to ring. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Dickon.
What's up? Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi. Anything wrong?
That was your dean on the phone. Blitz has had some kind of accident.
Oh, is that what old Porterhouse said?
It's a little puzzling. Dr. Porteous said they're fixing him up. But he isn't in hospital.
I expect they've got him up at the health centre.
He's in the nick.
You didn't have to tell her.
Tell me what? Now, look, I insist on knowing.
You must have known about all the trouble on campus, the sit-in.
There always seems to be trouble on campus. But the Vice-Chancellor said...
Well, there was a big demo in the town this morning. Got out of hand. Apparently it'll be on the regional news tonight.
And considerable violence ensued when the students left the campus and paraded in the high street. Terry Preston reports.
This is it.
The demonstration at Westfield, which was intended as a peaceful protest against increased university fees, ran into trouble when it tangled with a rival group from the National Front. Two policemen were badly injured and some half a dozen students were arrested and detained.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
Blitz? Blitz, may I come in?
Go away.
Please open the door.
It's not locked.
It was kind of you to send me a message. Blitz, your face.
It's nothing. I said go away.
It needs attention. Who dressed it?
The police surgeon. I'll go up to the health centre presently.
You are not fit to drive that cycle again today. I'll do it.
I said go.
I don't care what you said. You're under my roof. For once, you listen to me. Now, where's your face cuff? And I'd better get some disinfectant.
Oh, for God's sake, if you must interfere. There's some over there on the shelf.
If you mean this green bottle, it's marked lubricating oil.
At the back, behind those leaflets. Look, can't you just leave me alone?
Blitz, what happened this morning in court?
Fined and bound over. Nothing else the fools could do.
But what about the university?
They may try disciplinary action, as they call it. Then they'll really see what a demo's like.
Oh, Blitz, why? You're not violent by nature.
If people won't listen, it must be violence.
You make me tired. What do any of you really know about violence?
Oh, we know a damn sight more than...
A few demos and punch-ups with the police. Did you ever walk down a street with houses burning on both sides, people trapped and more fire screaming down out of the sky?
Oh, if you're going to bring your piddling little war into it...
We fought our little war, as you call it, for you lot. Now, keep still. Now, what are we getting in return?
Oh, we want justice, equality, freedom from want.
Do you think we don't want all that? I've seen improvements in my lifetime, and it moves slowly. You want it all yesterday.
It's no good talking to you. You want people like old Bellamy. You don't know what goes on in the world. You haven't even read the books.
I think you underestimate us.
Oh, and when you've finished your ministering angel bit, I suppose you'll tell me to go.
No.
Why?
Because you are free to believe what you like. And because I think that under that hard red shell, there's a decent boy trying to get out. There. That should feel better, even if you won't admit it. But you just lie quietly and plan your revolution, and I'll get you some good, strong coffee.
Damn your coffee. You know what you can do with it.
What? At the price it is today? No way, man. No way.
Why won't they realise? Oh, it drags on and on. I'll never see it in my lifetime. What can we do? What can we do?
Rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir.
May I put another log on the fire?
Oh, if you're determined to incinerate us. Dickon, be careful.
Man is born to sorrow as the sparks fly upwards.
You weren't born to anything but luxury.
Luxury?
Dickon, don't keep kicking that log.
When the flames shine on your hair, it is the colour of autumn leaves.
Royal chestnut.
Sorry?
Royal chestnut. That's what it says on the bottle those autumn leaves come out of.
Oh, you exasperating, irritating woman. Won't you ever, for a single unguarded moment, allow yourself to be sentimental?
Only in my books. Some people say they drip.
Well, I've read two, and I don't agree.
Have you now? What did you...
You cater for a specific market. You take a romantic story, and thereafter write a straightforward piece of English on a given subject.
You're going to become a most distinguished literary critic.
You have also sold film rights. You must be a rich woman.
Rich? Take away agents' commission, expenses, and the taxman, and I can just about keep my ears above water.
So, don't submerge them for a moment. I want to give you your Christmas present.
Present? You've already given me about 2 gallons of expensive perfume. Dickon, I hope you haven't spent any more money.
No, this hasn't cost anything. I've made you a song.
And I'm going to hear it now?
There's something I ought to tell you first. It started in my mind when I first came. You were sitting in the garden, in the autumn air, quiet and peaceful.
Actually, I remember
I was... no more fuss and fret. At the end of her life.
No, just a moment.
I wondered if it was really like that. No emotions, no regret. I made the song. Listen.
The soft September air is quiet and chill about my face. Gone are the restless winds of willful spring, short summer space. But added winter snaps the heartstrings, all the trees stand bleak and bare. Let the quiet mind remember the soft September air, the soft September air.
Oh, how desire doth outrun performance.
Oh, don't say that. It's charming.
Perhaps it's not so bad musically. If only I could write poetry. It's so unfair. If Wiley can, why can't I?
Who is Wiley?
In the maths department. A dreary old professor. Oh. About as sensitive as one of his own slide rules. And he can write good poetry. And get it published.
How do you know it's good?
There was a bit in the Sunday paper. I memorised it. Listen.
Do we want to hear...
Listen. The fire of passion does not leap. It burns with a slow and incandescent flame. And in the heart of all this fury there lies a diamond, cold as stone and bright as death. And that is love.
And that is poetry?
Yes.
I see what you mean. Will you believe me when I say I prefer yours? I love your song, and I'm honored that you wrote it for me. Maybe hear it again.
Now?
Please.
The soft September air is cool and still, all passion spent as gold.
Dear Philip, you are right. I never knew a year to pass so breathlessly. Today, Chris and Dickon have gone to university to hear the results of their finals. So for the moment, it is blissfully peaceful. And now, about the new book. Dickon.
I'm going upstairs to cut my throat.
Oh, please use the clothesline. It'll be much less messy.
I've got a third.
Congratulations.
On a third? It's tantamount to a failure.
Nonsense. You can write B.A. after your name.
Who cares?
I do, and so does your father. He'll be so proud at the ceremony.
He isn't coming.
Oh, Dickon, why not?
He has to go to Brussels. The EEC can't spare him.
But surely...
The young master will wear a cap and gown and touch hands with the Chancellor... For the old master, it'll be business as usual. Long live Bellamy's brass.
Just for once, couldn't he delegate?
He has.
he suggests you come with me.
Oh, I should like that. I've never seen a degree ceremony, and afterwards we can have our own celebration.
Oh, he's prepared to celebrate. He's coming down on Tuesday before he goes to Brussels. We seem to have made a breakthrough. He actually asked me what I would like.
And have you told him?
Well, not yet. It depends on you.
On me?
I would like to dine here.
Oh.
In the cottage. Just the three of us.
Oh.
With a white lace cloth and all the silver. Mm. And to eat our dessert of the Davenport service. And if you think that's childish, you only have to say so.
I say! I've got a first!
Oh.
I've got a running first!
Oh, Chris, I'm so glad.
Oh, I can't believe it. I honestly didn't expect... Ah, Dick, how did you get on?
He got a third. Now, how about opening a bottle?
It was that blasted Bible that did it. Anyway, Chris, congratulations.
Thanks, sir. I thought you said the Bible was a walkover.
There were three of them. Old Porterhouse, I don't mind him, and Fisher, and the external examiner. I never knew his name. Mouth like a plum, unripe.
I thought you were sound enough on your subject. You're always quoting...
It was fine at first. Just routine stuff. Lawrence and Russell. And then this plum character says, Mr. Bellamy, would you expound? Expound, I ask you, for a few seconds on Shakespeare's political views.
Now that is interesting.
It's ludicrous. Shakespeare never had any political beliefs.
Oh, what do you base that on?
Oh, for God's sake. You're a working author. Where would he get time?
Time?
All that output. Years of it. Magnificent, immortal verse. Written by hand with a quill pen. Page after page. Often by rushlight.
Indications in the text. Julius Caesar.
That was history. Oh, he gave his characters politics. But he was above it. He had to be. I told them. I even threw Arnold at them.
Arnold? You mean...
Arnold's sonnet to Shakespeare.
Oh.
Others abide the question... Thou art free, or topping knowledge.
This see? I should have appreciated.
Well, they didn't. Suddenly Plummouth said, An imaginative concept, Mr. Bellamy, but quite inconclusive, and not what you were asked.
Huh? And you said?
I said, Oh, there has been much throwing about of brains. Then I bowed and left.
Oh, God.
But what is wrong with an imaginative concept?
Dick's right, Mrs. Ash. It isn't the sort of thing they want.
Read the set books and repeat the contents. The academic regurgitation.
Dick, cool it. Stop shaking. Now listen. No, listen. Fetch your guitar and we'll all go over to the Magpie and have a sing-song. A few pints will take away the taste of plums.
Yes.
Go on now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And you're coming too, Mrs. A.
Oh?
I am going to buy you a succession of the best and largest cherries.
Oh, I can certainly use them.
And I see why Dickens been happy here. Yes, right lovely place. And everything in keeping. This china now must be worth a bit. Family heirloom.
My godmother left it to me.
Well, now, I'm going to ask you to let me add something for looking after the lad.
No.
Dick, let's have that parcel.
Here you are, Father.
Mr. Bellamy, there's no need. I've enjoyed
it. I'm not going to say it's an antique, but it's been specially made in our works. There you are.
Oh.
I've had one of my very best designers on it. Very best.
It's a bird.
A linnet, yes. It's a knocker for your front door.
Yes.
Now, first you'll have to get this plate fixed. The hole's already drilled. Then mm-hmm. he slots in here. Mm-hmm. So. And then you lift his tail, and he gives the warning with his beak.
Just look at the detail. Every feather. It's perfect.
Yeah, as near as can be. Everyone got that interested. And I told them, I said, all our brass is special. This has got to be right.
Thank you. And you, Dickon.
I didn't know about
him. No, I... Thought it might be a surprise for both of you.
It's a complete craftsman's job.
Aye, and a craftsman saw it through. My works manager, Joe Heaton.
Aye, old Joe Heaton with his little flat
iron. That'll do. You treat Joe with respect. You'll be seeing a lot of him in the next few months.
Listen, Father.
I thought when you've taken your degree, you'd like to come out to Brussels for the last 2 days. Give you an insight into how they run these things.
Father,
Or you can go off somewhere on your own, if you want to. But come beginning of September, we start you on the job. Right from foundations. Eh, Mrs. Ash?
Mm-hmm.
Man's got to know how it's done before he can tell others to do it.
Certainly.
So Joe's got a short works course set out, about 3 months. And you'll go through accounts and dispatch, have a good spell on overseas sales, say 18 months, and we should have you on the board
by... I'm not coming into the business.
No. Lad. What's this?
I said...
I heard what you said. Maybe I didn't hear right.
You heard right.
Mr. Bellamy, I think I should leave you and Dickon alone.
I especially want you to stay.
Why?
You've often called me erratic, hysterical. I want you to see I'm absolutely serious. And it'll save me having to say it all twice.
Mr. Bellamy...
I don't know what nonsense he's got in his head, but if he's not ashamed for you to hear it, and, well, it is your house...
Dickon, are you sure about this?
Yes.
Then I'll stay.
Now, look, I'm not all that pig-headed. All these exams recently, well, must have been a strain. Put it down to nerves. Take a long break. Take 6 months, then come back and we'll talk no more of it.
6 months, 60 years, it wouldn't make any difference.
So, you're passing up ownership of one of the biggest industrial setups in the North?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to make brass. I want to make songs.
Songs? Well, fair enough. I've nothing against that. Everyone needs a bit of a hobby. Oh. Your time from 9 to 5 is my business. What you do with your evenings and weekends is yours.
I can't spend 3/4 of my life in a cage. I must be free, be my own man.
Well, of course you're your own man.
No. Let me tell you something. Remember, about 3 years ago, you took me to the corporation banquet.
I bought you your first dinner suit. From your own tailor.
I was standing by the bar. There was a bit of a crush. Someone said, "Over there? That's Bellamy's boy."
What's the matter with that? You are my son.
Oh, don't misjudge me, Father. I've every respect and admiration for you. I'm proud to be your son. I won't be Bellamy's boy.
Words, words. Some fool with too many gins under his belt and not to curb his tongue.
Must we go on like this? Can't you see my point and let me go?
Let you go? Am I to put a life's work into my son and then just see him walk away from me?
Not from you. From what you stand for.
Well, it's the same bloody thing, isn't it?
I've tried to tell you for years. I could never make any impression.
Now, plain and straight. You mean this?
Yes.
All right. But I'll not see you go down. If you don't fancy what I've made for you, you can tell me what you do fancy. I'll set you up in it. And you can do it your way.
Please.
But it'll have to be on a proper basis. You'll have to make it pay.
Thank you, Father, but no.
Then what the hell are you going to do?
The world's a big place. I'll find something.
A drifter, a dropout. And see here, my brass may offend you, but there's another kind, and you'll need it. It's called money.
I'll manage.
What on, manna from heaven?
If it falls.
You're a wicked, ungrateful young swine.
Mr. Bellamy.
It's too much. Tell him to get out of my sight. I never want to see him again.
Father, I'm sorry.
Dickon. Go upstairs.
One thing.
Just go upstairs.
Oh. My God. This is a face.
Take this brandy.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Don't talk for a moment. Drink it down. That better?
Thank you. I apologize for losing my temper.
As you said, it's a face-up.
What am I going to do?
I think you'll have to let him go.
When I look at him tonight, I can't believe he's my flesh and blood. He's got nothing of me, nor his mother neither.
I had wondered about that.
What, whether he were like Anne?
Yes.
Lord, no. No, fine, strong lass she was. Got above me socially. County people. Father was Lord Lieutenant.
I see.
Always full of life. And that forthright. Bellamy, she'd say. Called me Bellamy, you see. Couldn't bear Horace. She'd say, "No one can say I married you for your money. I wonder why they think I did take you." And she knew. So did I.
How long were you married?
5 splendid years. Then Dickon. Who would have thought a strong, healthy lass like that wasn't built for childbearing?
So that was it?
Aye. Never picked up. She said, there's your boy, Bellamy. Take care of him. I'm not going to give you another. Then, 2 more years, watching her slip away from me.
Does Dickon know this?
Nay, I wouldn't want him told. Forgive me for rambling on like this, but, it's peaceful, sitting here. And you're a good listener.
I wish I could do more.
Aye. Well, I'll be at the Royal till 8 tomorrow morning. If you like to come over, the door's open. No more than that. Will you tell him?
Yes.
And now, if I might use your phone, I'll ring Masters to fetch me.
I'll drive you back.
Oh, there's really no need.
I don't think you should be alone. I'll drive you back and we'll have some coffee. And then you'll take 2 of my tablets. They're only mild, but you must have some sleep.
That's true.
And once you're on that plane, you won't have much time to brood. At least not for a day or two. Right?
Right. You know, Mrs. Ashe, you're a good lass yourself. A right good lass.
You making tea?
Yes.
Make enough for 2.
Right.
Had some trouble with your old man.
How did you know that?
Heard him shout his head off. Then you rushed up. I suppose they've been chewing it over. Anyway, they've gone off now.
Both of them?
Saw him from my window, went into her car.
Oh.
What's he done? Cut you off with a shilling? Or just pinch your girlfriend?
What the hell do you mean?
Oh, Lord, don't blow your top over nothing. You must have heard the talk.
What did you mean?
Nothing. Always gossip in villages, round the cottages, in the pubs. Doesn't mean a thing, just a laugh.
Gossip about what?
Oh, come on. Everyone knows she's your girlfriend.
What?
Nothing wrong with that, if you like her mature.
You filthy little beast.
Now, hold on, I was only needling
saying
you.
Saying such vile things, with no possible reason.
Well, you've always been friendly, and you were here for those 3 weeks at Christmas.
It's ridiculous. Apart from anything else, she could be my grandmother.
Of course she could. So that's it, isn't it? Nothing to get in a state about.
You and your rotten ideas. You drag people down, reduce them. You smear everything.
You're taking it all too seriously. Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told you.
Well, you have told me, haven't you? Sir, it's too late. That's what the bell said.
What are you on about? What bell?
In my dream. Too late.
You can. Don't look like that. It's all right. Sit down and drink your tea. You're shivering.
Get away from me.
Dickon, listen.
Damn, I've lost you.
Come back. Dickon, come back.
Hey, what the devil do you think you're doing?
Oh,
watch it. What's happening? Huh? I was just putting the hood on the car because they forecast rain again. And Dickon tore past me like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, well, I was out to know he couldn't take a joke.
Joke? What kind of a joke?
Oh, nothing. I think he's out of his mind.
Blitz, what have you been saying to him?
Westfield 37.
Is Mrs. Ashe there? Dr. Porteous, Westfield.
Oh, Dr. Porteous, it's Conway here. Chris Conway. Is it about Dickon?
Yes.
I was out looking for over an hour. Is he on campus?
He's in Westfield General Hospital.
Oh, I knew he'd come off that bike.
A night watchman found him in one of the storerooms. He's taken a massive overdose.
An overdose? My God, he's not...
Well, they're working on it. Does Mrs. Ashe know where we could find his parents? We tried his home, but there's only an answering...
His father's here, at the Royal, and Mrs. Ashe. Are you at the hospital?
Yes.
I'll go and fetch them over. Where will we find you? Casualty?
Reception. Park Street entrance.
Right, I'll get going.
Thank you. Chris?
Yes?
Don't panic them, but step on it.
All right, sister, he'll do. Ruddy young fool. Send him up to the ward for the night. Oh, what's left of it?
Yes, Doctor. Oh, Doctor?
And tell them to throw him out before 10. Can't fill up beds with cries for help.
I think he meant it. It's the second time.
It's what?
Well, I thought I recognised him when they brought him in. I asked records for any file.
Let's have it. Oh, yeah. Well, well. Oh, look at this. Oh, why do they do it? Are his parents here?
Oh, his father's in reception. Hmm? And a lady. I don't think she's his mother.
In the circumstances, she can count herself lucky. Yes, all right, sister.
I'll go and see the dad.
It's your decision, Mr. Bellamy. If you won't see him, you won't. But he very definitely needs professional help.
You get all the help he asks for, but I'll not see him.
Then we'll send his records to your own doctor with our recommendations.
Thank you. I'm sorry you've wasted your good time.
You've had a considerable shock. You may feel differently later. I hope so, anyway. Well, if you'll excuse me, I've several other customers to see. Good night.
Good night. I wish you'd change your mind.
Dr. Greaves is right, you know. He does need help.
And you should have informed me the first time, Professor. That record. Drugs. The lot. And I didn't know. I should have been told.
Can't it go to his credit that he tried to spare you?
Because he was ashamed. Ashamed and weak and worthless.
He has a good brain.
He hasn't the discipline to use his intelligence. All we pay for their education, and you can't even teach them that.
Do our best. They have a great many pressures.
You both have a stubborn streak. It's a little unfair.
Now, you can't talk about unfairness, Mrs. Ash. Didn't you hear me offer him every alternative? Didn't I try everything to help?
Yes.
And I'll do one thing more. You remember I gave him a check on his birthday? £500 it was.
I remember.
Well, last month my accountants told me it hadn't been paid in. Well, I'm going to see it is paid in. He'll have £500 to tide him over.
Don't
And that's the last penny he can look for from me. Let him live on his songs.
No one has, so far, considered he might write good songs.
Then let him get on with it. Yeah. I'm sorry to leave you with all this, but I have a plane to catch. Now, don't let him get round you any more. And promise me you'll not give nor lend him any cash.
I don't think he'll ask.
Right, then. And I'll be off. May we keep in touch?
Please.
And I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Professor, can my man run you back to college?
Thank you. I've my own car. Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye, Mrs. Ash. You might let me know what happens.
Yes.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Oh, dear.
Ready to go, Mrs. A?
Chris, where were you?
Just sitting over there. The old man was ranting on, wasn't he? Just as well he wouldn't see Dickon.
But surely...
Because Dickon wouldn't have seen him.
How can you know?
I've been up to the ward. Just chatted up Knight sister. Smashing girl. She let me in.
And Dickon?
He said he didn't want anything or anybody. Oh. And clamped down like a whole bed of oysters.
Oh, Chris. I'm so tired. Please take me home.
You asleep, Mrs. A?
No. I've come through that tunnel of exhaustion when you emerge at the other end and know you'll never sleep again.
Well, by the time we're home, Mrs. Bev will be due. She'll cosset you and put you to bed.
There's Dickon to be faced. And Blitz.
Want me to do it?
No, no. Why should you?
I'm not bothered.
Chris.
And we'll all be gone by the end of the week. Won't you take any more of us?
Students? Definitely no. I'm too old for all this emotion.
It passes.
Yes, it does. Chris, you're going to make a splendid doctor. So stable.
Oh.
And not bothered.
Well, this time last year, I was very bothered indeed.
Girl trouble?
No, not trouble. It's the strange part.
How strange?
Well, there we were, the two of us, very involved, very close, and happy. Everything was fun and warm. And sort of safe.
Yes.
And suddenly, bing, finished. Just like that. That warmth,
That understanding. Where did it all go?
Perhaps it goes into the atmosphere and we reabsorb it, or other people absorb it. So it's used over and over again.
Like matter.
Matter?
First law of thermodynamics. Oh. Matter can neither be created nor destroyed.
Always there, waiting. What a consoling thought.
Yeah. Now, what are you laughing at?
Just suddenly remembering. When I was 18 and fell most passionately in love, he was over 6 feet tall, with a big nose like Punch, and a lordly air. And all the girls fell around his feet in heaps.
What? You never fell in a heap at anybody's feet.
Oh, I did. When I think of the good emotional matter I dissipated on him.
Let's hope someone else used it to better purpose.
Oh. Are we home?
Yep. You get out and I'll put the car away. Got your key?
Yes. Chris, you've been such a comfort.
Anytime.
Hello. Just going to get some coffee. Do you want a cup? What are you looking so bug-eyed about? Did you never see a naked body before?
Certainly. But so far, they have always been clean.
Why, you won't! Blitz! Blitz!
What is it?
Your landlady's back. You'd better come. I think I'm going to slay her.
You what? Oh, Lord. Here, hang about.
Oh, come on.
Put this round you.
Do I have to?
You will get dressed and leave my house, both of you.
Well, go and we've had breakfast.
You go now.
You're going to make us?
No, I don't make a thing about it.
I'm not.
I'm off next week anyway. Just let's get going.
What right has she to order us out?
This is my house.
Your house? This? Your that? What divine arrangement says anything is yours? Why should you have all these possessions?
Because I worked for them.
Oh, writing a lot of dandy-necked books.
Darn.
No style, no content. No social significance.
I hardly think you're judging.
She knows what she's talking about. Mm. Creative writing's her thing.
And has she published so far?
I'll publish when I'm good and ready.
I see. Well, there are plenty of precedents for late starters.
You're second rate.
I leave it.
I have never pretended to be anything else. I have an ability. Note, I do not even say talent. A small ability to tell tales.
Rubbish, which should never have been printed in the
and
first place.
If you care to look around, I can assure you that everything you see has been bought by my pen.
Oh, has it? You and your precious bits and pieces. You shouldn't be allowed to... Oh, look at this.
Be careful.
Di, you're going too far.
Fancy plates. Mm. Oh. Do you know how many people in the other world... Yes, how many people haven't even food, let alone arty-tarty plates to put it on?
Put that down.
Stop it.
Oh, nice, isn't it? All flowers are. Here is a pretty thing. And a very pretty thing.
No.
Di, please.
And what should we do with this very pretty thing?
Stop it. Stop.
Look at that now. It just fell out of my hand.
You're wicked.
Go in pairs. Better keep them together. Come on, Tim. And don't just stand there.
Call it, Di. For God's sake, call it. No.
Stop.
Bring that. Oh, I'll get out of here.
Just tell me in your own words, he said, and I'll write it down. Then we'll read it over and you can sign it.
Yes, Willis.
Sign? I told him, not me, I said. I'm not signing anything without I get my glasses.
Well, as things turned out, it wasn't necessary.
Murdering young devils, letting them get away with it.
She didn't want a fuss.
Oh, her so quiet. Inspector, can't we treat this as a private matter? Inspector, I'm sorry you was called. And they've done nothing.
You must get it clear, Ben. If Mrs. Ashe wouldn't make a statement and sign it, the police couldn't make a charge.
Charge? They should have put them two in a cell and birched them till they squealed. And that Blitz walking out as free as a bird.
They've kept dark.
Well, I should hope so. Screaming, fighting, smashing window of police car, and poor Constable Stanley with that girl's nails raked down his face.
Where do you want that box of broken china stored?
Back at the pantry. Mind you, I think she's insane. I told the inspector. I reckon that one's insane, I said. And you know what he said to me?
No?
He said, not at all, Mrs. Bevel. She's what they call liberated. Liberated? What do you think about that?
I don't know why you women keep on about liberation. As far as I can see, you've all been getting your own way ever since Eve had her chat with the snake.
Well, snakes indeed.
Oh, hello, Mrs.
Chris. Oh, Mrs. Ash, what are you coming down for? I was going to fetch you up a tray.
I'll have it here, Ben. You shouldn't have let me sleep so long.
You should be in your bed, knocked about like that.
I'm all right, Bev. Just a bump on the head. Bev, dear, bring me some strong coffee.
Oh, Bevel's boarded them windows, says he'll be in Westfield tomorrow to get the glass.
Thank you, Bev.
And I've cleaned the little room and put it back as twas. Chris cleared out Blitz's stuff and he's taking it up to college.
Come in.
Could I speak to you, please?
Oh, come in, Blitz. Bev, coffee, and would you please bring two cups?
What? After I saw them a-crashing and a-smashing?
I didn't smash anything. I was trying to stop her.
Well, it didn't look like that to me.
Yes, Blitz?
I wanted to say... Well, obviously I can't come back here next term. I thought you might prefer it if I moved in with Di today.
Then that might be best. Thank you. You're being very considerate.
I didn't mean all this to happen. Dickon got things all wrong and Di just went over the top.
Are the police bringing charges?
They seem to think they can, but we'll look after her. We know our rights. Why didn't you make a statement?
It wouldn't have helped. And I think you've enough to work out.
I'm very sorry. And I want to pay for the damage.
I don't want your money, Blitz. Forget
it. I'd rather.
Keep it for the party funds.
I might have known you wouldn't understand. Well, it's goodbye then.
Goodbye, Blitz. Good luck.
You know, I have liked being here, but Linnets. Perhaps all things being equal.
Equal? You talk about being equal?
Bev.
I'll tell you straight to your face. Me and Bevel has brought up three sons. They haven't been to no university nor read no clever books, but they've all got good jobs and decent wives. And if I thought they had to be equal to creatures like you, I'd break my heart.
Well, goodbye then.
Goodbye. Bev, you shouldn't have...
Here's your coffee. Now you drink it while it's hot.
Thank you, Bev.
Well, I put some of the best cups on the cabinet. I fetched three old plates from Bevel's family. Thought it'd look a bit less bare.
Yes.
Yes, and let's hope that will be the last of them.
Oh, I expect Dickon will be back.
He has been back. Back and packed and gone.
Gone? Bev, when?
Oh, about midday. Quiet he was and looked so pinched as a bone.
But didn't he say anything?
Only that you weren't to be disturbed, and I didn't have time to listen. I was sweeping up the glass.
But surely...
And lie on a solid hour to get the splinters out of the carpet.
Did he leave a message?
No.
Bev, listen. He wouldn't go off without a word. Was there a note?
Oh, come to think of it, there was some words on a paper. Now, there, I must have scrunched it up and put it out with the rubbish.
Then it has to be found.
Well, it's not as if it were a proper letter. It's just wrote on a bit of an old sugar bag on the kitchen counter.
Go and look.
Oh, wait now. Now, this just might be it in my apron pocket. There.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Such a fuss about a few silly words. Will you want me for anything else?
No, thank you. You get along, I'll be all right. I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, all them writings. See you in the morning, then.
Thank you, Bev. Parting is such sweet sorrow. What could we have said to each other? No sweetness and perhaps not much sorrow. Just sick embarrassment. Oh, how wise, how very wise to do it like this. I wonder, what will happen to him? To all of them. I shall miss it. All that young life flowing through the house.
You're wallowing.
Wallowing?
What made me think of that? Work is the answer. Work. I'll start now. I'll do 2,000 words and then I'll have a gin. Oh. I need another name for this woman. Simple and straightforward. Jane. No, that would be a cliché. Mary. No one can cavil at Mary. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Holy Mary, Mother of God. I wonder if she was simple and sensible. Well, she'd have to be, wouldn't she? She had other children to bring up besides him. Oh, I'm so tired. I can't work. I don't want to work. Lindsay Ash, what do you mean you don't want to work? Are you or are you not a professional? Thank you, Bev.
Now leave them weeds. Bev will have them in 2 minutes with a hoe. Your supper's in the oven, but I didn't make a pudding. The apple pie has to be et up.
It shall be duly et.
And Billings has just rung this up from your sister.
Only the one?
That's all. Well, see you in the morning.
Thank you, Bev. Why do I keep expecting a letter? And why should he write anyway? If he hasn't written to his father... Oh, well. What's...
I say. This is Linnet's cottage. Are you Mrs. Ash? I'm from the university.
Oh, no.
I've got a package for you. From Dickon Bellamy.
Dickon?
He left it with me at the end of last term. I had to promise to bring it up on this particular day. Anniversary or something. Your birthday, perhaps.
No.
Anyway, here it is. Oh, I say, what a glorious place. The garden. I suppose you do know you've got especially fine Alnus glutinosa.
Alnus? Oh, the alder.
Yes, lovely things. Do you know the Rialto Bridge in Venice is actually built on alder piles?
Oh.
Their native species, of course, Alnus cordata.
No, I didn't know. How interesting. You are knowledgeable about trees.
Well, I'm doing environmental studies, aren't I? Mm. Some of us have to be conservationists. Oh, this really is a wonderful spot. I say, might I ask you something?
Yes.
Well, I've only got another year. A final's in June, and I must move out somewhere quiet. I suppose I couldn't...
I'm sorry. No.
I couldn't coax you. Oh, I would promise to behave myself.
No.
Well, while I am here, would you allow me to look round the garden? Just a few minutes.
Of course. And take your time. The boundary is the hedge down to the water meadows.
Oh, bless you. Oh, hold on. You've dropped your parcel. Here you are.
Thank you.
I won't be too long.
Nice boy. Concerned and reliable. What arrogance of Dickon to ask him. I wonder what this... Oh.
Dear lady, the Mercury who delivers this will not have wings upon his heels. But I think he is to be trusted. If so... You will read it on the anniversary of that day I came up the path and saw you sitting in your garden.
Oh, yes.
I spent a year under your roof, and you gave me much. But I gave you nothing until this moment. Here is £500, all in new notes, for a specific purpose.
Oh.
Please find the finest dessert service this amount allows, and fill your shelves once more with beauty. I charge thee upon thine honour that ye do this thing. What's the next line?
Next line? Charge thee upon... Wait. Yes. Sir, it shall be most honourably discharged.
Dear lady, I kiss your hands. Dickon. One day, I shall write a song for you that will ring round the world.
It gets more beautiful round every corner. But it is isolated here, isn't it? Good thing you've got someone else in the house.
Someone else?
I heard him singing as I came back. Plays that guitar well, doesn't he?
Did you say singing?
Yes. Perhaps you didn't hear it outside. It was a bit faint. Something about autumn. September. I'll be going now. Got to get fixed up somewhere. Pity I couldn't have come here. It's such hell on campus. I think I could have found peace in this place.
Just a moment. The front door is at the side. Will you come with me?
Flora Robson starred as Lindsay Ash in The Soft September Air, and Andrew Branch was Dickon Bellamy. Chris was played by Sean Barrett, Blitz, Kenneth Shanley. Mrs. Bevel, Betty Hardy, Horace Bellamy, Hector Ross, Dr. Porteous, Kenneth Barrow, Millicent, Margot Boyd, television newsreader, Malcolm Gerard, Philip, Gavin Campbell, Di, Susan Sleman, Dr. Greaves, Henry Knowles, nursing sister, Brenda Kay, and the student, Max Hafler. The title song was composed by Michael Blanchard, and the guitar was played by Eric Hill. The Soft September Air was specially written by Charlotte Hastings for Dame Flora to star in on radio, and the play was directed by Graham Gould.